Welcome to the Sister Girls Book Club Podcast. I'm your host, Cherie, and today we're going to be talking about Behind the Pen 2023. It's been 1 month since our Black Indie Author signing that takes place in New York City, and I want to get into some details, give a few shout outs, say a few thank yous, and you know, so let's jump right into it. A lot of people have been asking us, emailing us, when is the next Behind the Pen, and we appreciate that so much. So don't ever think it's like you're bombarding us with questions, because it shows us that you're interested in coming to these type of literary events. Our next Behind the Pen will be in 2025. I repeat, the next Behind the Pen taking place in New York City will be in 2025. We will not be having a Behind the Pen in 2024. So if you came here just to hear the dates, there you go. I'm not about to let you have to listen to everything else just to get to the date at the end. We're putting the date out right now. And for everyone else that's going to continue listening, no, just completely log off, I wanted to really talk about our experience for Behind the Pen this year. I think this year for us was very, very different. And why I say it was different was this was the first year we were post-COVID, and 2018 was the last event that we'd had in New York City. We were under a whole different presidential administration, like, to put in perspective, right? So for us, it was just kind of like biding time, because we definitely weren't going to have it in 2021, because in New York City, it's very dense and population is big, and it's hard to navigate spaces and think that you're not going to be really close in proximity to other people, especially for the venue that we use. So health was always at the forefront of our minds, and it was just kind of like, we'd rather be safe than sorry, and we'll just keep pushing it back until, you know, we're confident that people are going to feel safe. 2023, we were just like, okay, now the city feels more normal, it feels more, everybody feels okay. Like, I felt okay going to concerts and, you know, just being out and about and in event spaces. And so we came back to the table again, and everybody was hype about Behind the Pen 2023. And I think I was the lone ranger, like, I don't know, do we need another Behind the Pen? Like, could have just been a good event time. Like, to be perfectly honest and transparent, I was just like, I was so on the fence to bring back Behind the Pen, because there were so many events, right? There were so many new events, like I said, from 2018 until now. Everyone that didn't have events in New York City, they came back in 2021 and 2022. So that's 2 years of events, in-person events, new events that were popping up and springing up. And I was just like, there's an abundance now. There's not just like, okay, I only have one or two or three maybe to go to. There's an abundance of events for Black authors and readers to connect. So while everybody else was excited, I was like, I don't know. And I remember I was just kind of listening to people and talking to people, and they was like, should we just bring it back? People are still interested in coming to New York City. They're still interested in having that Sister Girls Book Club Behind the Pen experience with the authors and meeting each other and just being a community with one another. And so I was like, hesitantly, but then I kind of like prayed on it. And then I had got this, like, you know, it wasn't even a burst of energy. I started really looking at old pictures of Behind the Pen, and I was just like, damn, it looks fun. I was like, this looks fun. And I remember the feeling of how I felt when we did the very first one, because we didn't know what the heck we was doing. We had event planning experience, but in other areas. So like lifestyle, music and stuff. It wasn't books. It wasn't the literary space. We were just bringing our talents from doing events in other spaces in our professional lives and bringing it to the literary space. And so we were scared then, but it worked out. And like I said, I was scared. I wasn't really scared. I was nervous, and I had a lot of anxiety about Behind the Pen 2023, because I wanted it to be right. Like, I wanted this to go well. And I think for me, going well meant I wanted Black women to understand how much we appreciate them and value them. And I think with the best of intentions, you can go into something like, okay, I'm trying my best, but it might not be received that way. And I'm very headstrong and headed, you know, very focused on how I want something to feel and how I want it to be. And if we couldn't match the energy of our very first event, then I didn't see the point in doing it. If we can't give that same energy, then maybe we need to rethink what our in-person events look. And I know that sounds a little harsh or a little straight to the point, but I really wanted to center myself and really ask myself, like, Sheree, why do you want to bring back behind the pen? Like, I don't want to do something just to say I did it, or just to have, like, okay, we're doing it just to, you know, do it, or because we've done it before, that's why we're going to do another one. No, I really wanted to, when we created Behind the Pen, the whole point was to have Black indie authors showcased in a way where they could reach their readers, they could have those special moments with their readers, sell their books, and have a good time. And I wanted readers to come in and just have the most, like, you're about to have a moment where you meet your favorite author, and I want that moment, I want everything around it to feel really, really good. I want it to look good. I want the pictures to look good. I want you to feel really great. So when you think about when you met your first favorite author, and if it was out at our event, you'll have a smile, but everything will play up, have played a part into that. From what you drank to what you ate to when you were standing in line, how people treated you, how did you feel? It's very important to me that Black women feel safe, heard, seen, that they feel at peace when they come in spaces. I've been to events where it's just like, dang, I should have stayed my ass home. You know what I mean? I should just stay home. It wasn't worth it. And I wanted them to feel like it was okay to be, you know, a lot of time we have to be so suit buttoned up and everything. I just wanted Black women to have a space where they could laugh, yell, scream, yes, it's your outfit look good, see, be giggly and goofy, be introverted, be extroverted, be all the verdicts. But they knew that this space would allow it. It wasn't, and when I say allow it, that's probably the poor choice of word, that you knew that you could be yourself there. Because allow being like, oh well, wasn't going to allow it, but it's not about allowing me to be myself. It's making space for me to be myself, and my fullest self, my loud self, my quiet self, my snapping finger neck roll self. And so I wanted that to be the vibe. And I remember going back to like the notes and seeing if it matched what I had now. Like, why do you want to have another Behind the Pen have it in 2023? And like, you know, you got to process that, because it is labor. It's a labor of love. And I feel like if your head is not in the game and you don't really know why you want to do something, or you just doing it because you think it's cool or hot, which is not a bad reason to do something, but because of so much the work that involves, you lose your, what they call it, the passion to do something, that can wear off. Your passion can wear off, or like your excitement can wear off when you're just doing the work, because you don't see the event until the event date. So all the other stuff that you're doing, there's no event, the motivation is coming from the inside. It's coming from what you want people to feel. It's coming from, you know, what you hope that you can convey based on these papers that we done wrote up about the feel and the energy. And so that had to be right. And my thing is, I feel like that has to be in alignment. Otherwise, you can have an event and it can be a success, but I think for me, it just has to feel right. Like, it has to be in alignment. And I felt it. Like, one day I was like, okay, we good. We gonna go. We gonna push forward. And it was partly just talking to people, and then readers would be like, okay, when's the next Behind the Pen? Oh, I remember when I came to Behind the Pen the first time, and blah blah blah. And so that was also affirming too, because like I said, we hadn't had an event in 4 years. Like, are they even still checking for Behind the Pen in New York City? And so we pressed forward, and I think the first one, Behind the Pen 2023, that has been the most tickets that we've sold ever. So that was great. But also, I think, like I said, the literary space had changed so much. We had an audience. It was just like, in the audience, the readers who came, it was like authors, other Black indie authors came to support Black indie authors that were being featured. We had Black book content creators. We had the podcasters, the YouTubers, the TikTokers, the IG people. And they were all running up to each other, hugging each other. Because, you know, we're all familiar with each other online. But now in person, it's so different. I'm like, you are so much taller, so much shorter, so much this. I'm like, that is crazy how people look so larger than life online. And it was just a vibe. Like, our theme this year was like New York City. Everything was New York City. And so we went with the intention to make this the best experience for anyone walking into the space. That was the intention, to make Black women feel very special, very seen, and very heard. If they were an author that was featured, because this was the first time we had all Black women authors, if they were a reader in attendance, and if they just came with their homegirl who dragged them there and they don't have any real connection to the event. But again, I want you to feel included too. There's something for you to do too. This is a vibe that you can catch just because you belong to this community of beautiful people. And then this year we did two events, and y'all like, girl, you were scared about one event. How did you end up doing two? Because I remember back in 2018 when we had our last event, everyone was like, well, y'all should have another event for readers because, you know, we want to get together with it just being kind of like a reader situation. So I followed Jordan, Completely Booked is her name on I think all platforms, and she is so dope, and she does this dope book swap, and I was like, dang, I should see if she would be interested in doing one in New York City. And then we found Locked and Lit, the beautiful ladies from Locked and Lit, and then we all teamed up to do a book swap on Sunday. So that was the 13th, and it was really intimate, and it was really small, but it was so powerful and good that I was just so appreciative for them agreeing to do it, and we had a great time. I learned so much about Black women and like their reading habits and literary, you know, goals and aspirations that I wouldn't have learned at Behind the Pen, honestly, because we don't have enough time. Everybody's kind of like taking pictures and they're moving around, and the time goes by so fast. So with the book swap, we were able to like sit down, get a snack, swap a book, and talk about literature, talk about how we started to, you know, what genres we love, how we began reading more, or like the authors writing more, and what they, you know, just their favorite authors and their reading styles, just so many details. I was like, wow, I didn't even know that people were interested in learning this, because I'm always fascinated about stuff like that. But I think that other people probably find it boring, so I'll never talk about it. But you'd be surprised when you start having conversation. And I was so tired after Behind the Pen. I was like, now, was this smart? Was this wise to do an event the very next day? And I was tired, but it was such a great experience. I would do it again, even though I was so tired. It's like one of those things when they say when you have a baby, you completely forget about all the pain and suffering that you had. You just excited about the baby. And so I feel that way about events. You be like, dang, I'm so tired, I'm so this. But then when you get this, like all of a sudden you get all this energy all over again. And that's definitely what it was when I got to the book swap. And everybody was just so nice and kind and sweet. And now comes the portion where we do the thing that we do as Black people. We shout people out for helping us out along the way. So this event, I mean, honestly, I promise you, this event would not have happened if it wasn't for my executive team. Shout out to Lisa Marie, Alexis, and Saida. We started this thing, what, I think 7 years ago, something like that. I feel like I'm always off with the date. I look at the first post on Instagram, and that's how I go by the date that our book club was founded, and that's definitely wrong, but whatever. They have been there in the thick of it when it was good and bad, and so I just thank them from the bottom of my heart. Thank you to every author, and I just want you to hear this, hopefully they got to this point and they didn't stop listening, every author who donated to our in-kind donations. I know it's not easy. It's not easy getting all these books ordered, then now having to go to the post office, then now tracking it and make sure we get it. And then you're like, I hope that it gets into the hands of readers. And I'm here to tell you, those readers were hyped. It was like getting, because we had gold bags for our raffles and our giveaways, they were gold bags. And when they got those gold bags, I'm telling you, they were running up like they just got a free car. It was so dope. And then we had our gift bags too. They were so excited. Like you reached your target and market, your target demographic. These are readers. Your books are not, you're not giving books away in vain. They're going to readers, and our goal is always to hope that when they read those books that they'll take the initiative to go to the author's catalog, go find more authors based on the author that they read, you know what I mean, and just really have the opportunity to find new authors and read new authors that they maybe never would have come into contact with, or maybe, you know, based on reading preferences, maybe you would have never read this genre or this, you know, subgenre. And y'all did it, and I just thank y'all so much, because we had an abundance of authors who donated, and like other book like bookish, you know, bookish stuff that we received. I was just so my heart was really filled, because asking people for in-kind donations is not easy, because I know the steps that they have to take in order to get it to us. Shout out to our authors, our featured authors who attended Behind the Pen. And I really want y'all to understand how much it means to us that you say yes when we invite you to Behind the Pen as a featured author. Like I said, we hadn't had an event since 2018. So just as much as we invite authors, we have to wait for them to say yes. And there's a whole bunch of things that, as an author, if you're an author, you have to think of considering. Do I want to come to New York City? Are these people going to take care of us? Are these going to be good hosts? Is the communication going to be good with the event host? All of that matters. From the day that they say yes to the event until the day of the event, we are in a nice little team. We now have partnered. And so there's a certain level of trust that they grant us, because when they say yes that they're going to attend an event, they are literally saying, we trust you to provide a space where we can interact with our readers, where we can sell our work, where we can have a good time ourselves and enjoy the moment. It all matters. And when they say yes and they come and they say they enjoy the event, that really warms my heart. Like, y'all have no idea, because you can do an event all day and all night, but if the people that you created the event for do not feel that passion or that love when they are in the space, then what are we really doing here, right? So it's like, we always hope that, remember, we have two people, the readers and the authors, that they are feeling, they know that we are literally, you are at the forefront of our minds every step of the way when we're creating this event. These are the people at the forefront. And so, thank y'all for just trusting us. That means a lot. Just trusting us to be who we say we are, and trusting us, like, to come, because we know New York City ain't the easiest place to navigate. The whole executive team is small. It's not big. So the day of the event, we need volunteers. And when I tell you, our volunteers were phenomenal. I think we had about 15 volunteers. I don't count Lisa Marie's mom, because she's always there. She's like team captain volunteer. And then my niece was there, Naya. She was a volunteer too. So I think it was about 15. I feel like it was 15. Maybe 14. Either way, they were phenomenal. And when you are in service, it's always a task, because, especially with events, because if you're a volunteer for an event the day of, it's a lot of on the ground learning. And these women, like I told them, if I was in the desert and somebody said you needed a team to get you back home, I'm telling you, all them women would have been with me, and we would have been home before dinner. And one thing that I love about being part of a team, because everybody say they hate being part of it, like, you know, when you got to do the group project. But one thing that I do like about being part of a team is that everyone has a talent, and everyone sees something differently, and they can pick out things that you haven't thought about, or they see things that we haven't considered. And I think that what was bomb about this group of volunteers, I think I spent more time with them this year prior to the actual event. And I got to know them, and I just felt like, yo, these are some dope, fierce women. And then I believe, like, maybe four of the women were authors themselves that had published work. I know Takiya for sure, because she's part of our editorial team, so I love her down. Has her own work, then flew into Behind the Pen, and then was a volunteer, you know. So it was just like, these women are, I could say a million thank yous, and it still wouldn't be enough. It wouldn't be enough, because they really take the event and they move us along the whole day. Because, like, I can't be everywhere. Lisa Marie can't be everywhere one time. Saeed can't be everywhere one time. Lex, we can't. It's just impossible. Physically impossible, especially for the way the venue is. And they are on it. So thank y'all. Shout out and thank you to my good sis, Subha. If you had you an Italian Icy, or if you got on that 360 booth, photo booth, that was all my girl Subha. She is just amazing. She's a dope ass human being. And I'm just so happy that she agreed to, you know, partner with us and, you know, have her 360 booth in Italian. As soon as she said she had an Italian ice cream, I was like, that is the most New York City thing if I ever seen it. Okay, and we need that at our event. And I'm telling you, I keep saying it, that cherry mango swirl. you can't beat it. You cannot beat it. And she was just so nice. And it was so funny because so many of the readers who were there, they was like, oh, she's so dope and she's so warm. And I'm like, that's who she is as a person, like as a real person every day. Me and her work together. I met her, obviously, because I work at the Schomburg. So she is a co-worker turned, like, dearest friend. And she has so many talents. She's a poet. She's a mom. She's a teacher. She's multi-hyphenated, okay? She does, like, events as well, as you can see. But thank you so much, Sapa. I love you, girl. Shout out to Kareem. If you had any of the treats, any of the sweets, that was from the Cupcake Bar. He does all of our events from the very first one until now. If you had a cupcake, a cannoli, a pretzel, what else he had? He had so a waffle. It was like so many different treats all over. And it was, I told him the theme was New York. He got it. And so everything was kind of like themed out with the train stations and New York City buildings. So it was so dope. I loved it. And it was so good. So if anyone who kept asking us, because we did tag him, but just in case, it is the Cupcake Bar on all platforms. And we had like this dope banana pudding. It was like dope. It was banana pudding. It was like birthday cake banana pudding. People were raving about that banana pudding. And I've always said his banana pudding is bomb. But this year was, I don't know if he did the little razzle dazzle. But everyone loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. So thank you so much, Kareem. I've been friends with Kareem since we both went to the same college. So I've been friends with him forever. Ray, our photographer. Oh my gosh. So the thing about photography, I don't care what nobody say. If you have an event, you want the vibe of the space to be felt in pictures. And he has consistently caught the vibe of the space from the smiles, the interactions, the hugs. When I look at the behind the pen pictures, I always feel like if I didn't come to this event, I can feel the energy from the pictures. And he does a phenomenal job at capturing those moments, those perfect moments. So thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate you. To all the sister girls who came, y'all don't know. One of the things about doing an event overall is just like, we gotta sell tickets. Like, let's just be frank, you have to sell tickets. And like I said, this year we sold the most tickets. This was our highest selling ticketed event. And y'all pulled up and y'all look so damn fine. Like, everybody was pretty, everybody had the outfits. I was just like, you know what, y'all woke up and said, we coming to behind the pen, okay? We coming to behind the pen. And y'all was so, we could set the event planners or the event hosts, we can do all the pretty things we want, have everything there, but the people, they, y'all energy is what lifts this, takes the space, the event to the next level. And when I tell you that the energy in that room was so, it was unlike anything you've ever felt. And I'm just like, I wish I could make every black woman feel this way. And that sounds so like, yo, Sheree, you being extra. I'm like, no, everybody is just so warm. I guess that's the way I could put it, warm. They see you, they hear you, they want to get to know you, down to like the introverts, they still are just like, hey sis, hey. And then it's just something about being in that space where you get to see like, oh, this is black woman. I love being a black woman. I love like how we look, how we dance, the joy, just us. We all look so different. You got the locks, you got the braids, you got the, you know, the 30 inch bust downs, you got everything there. Every type of black woman is there. And like, it's just such a great feeling. I remember one point of the event, I was just standing there like marveling, like, oh my God, this is such a beautiful moment. And it's so funny when people try to paint black women like, oh, we don't get along, we don't do this, we don't, it's always the we don'ts, we don'ts, we don't. But I'm like, no, we do, we do, we do. If a sister girl needed a napkin, other people was pulling up. It was like, here, you need this, you need help with that, you need. And that was just the vibe, you know? It was amazing. It really was. It brought a tear to my eye. It was so amazing. And just thank y'all for coming, right? I could say and go on and on and on, but thank you so much for saying, you know what? I want to go to this book, because by you attending, it lets us know, and it lets other people who want to plan events too know that black women are interested in this type of event. You have to like pull up, even if you buy a ticket sometimes. And if you don't come, that's great. We appreciate it. Don't do if you need to just buy a ticket. I ain't gonna ever say don't buy a ticket if you can't make it. We appreciate it, but your body's in the space for sponsorships, for to get bigger. All of that we have to show proof of life, right? We could say, oh, we have an event and we have Black indie authors. A whole bunch of sister girls, Black women are gonna come. But corporations and companies, they need to see proof of life. And by you coming and attending and saying, yes, I am interested in this type of event. So I encourage you, if it's not behind the pen, if you can and you're interested, go to another author sign and go to an event, like a book event. Because sometimes it might not just be just the author sign. There might be other vendors, other things going on. Pull up if you can. Because again, whatever the event planner is trying to do for to take them to the next level, your being there is literally the proof that they need that this will keep working. If they go bigger or if they, you know, want sponsorship, they need to know, the sponsors need to know, we send this there, it's going to get the target market. If y'all want to go bigger, if you want to go, they're going to come, right? So it matters. And we thank you so much. Thank y'all the bomb. And this year it was so interesting to see how many of like the Black book content creators pulled up, because in 2018 the social media space when it came to the representation of like Black book content creators, whether it's YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, it was very different. And now we have so many, so to see them pull up, it was just very dope to see interactions in real time and reels, because we see each other all the time scrolling and we're in each other's lives, but it's lives, lives, when they go live, when they pop up. But it's just like when you pull up and you have that energy in person, it's totally different. I just want to give two shout outs, one to Tori, Black Romance Connoisseur, on I believe all her platforms. Tori, I'm telling you, girl, and I always tell her I love her, she'd be like, she probably be like, this girl is lying. But she goes so hard for Black authors. Her passion, her enthusiasm, her work ethic, it's there, honey. Everything, every accolade, everything she gets, she deserves, because she goes up, baby. And she was there, and it was so good to see her in person. And she's so beautiful. And she's a Philly girl, which is funny because Lisa Marie and Lexis are Philly girls. Me and Saida, we the New York chicks. We the New York City, city chicks. And so it was just so great to see her. And then my girl, Brooklyn Book Bell. First of all, she's beautiful. Like I said, everybody who came, they just beautiful people inside and out. And she vlogs, because I follow her on YouTube. She vlogs. She vlogged the whole Behind the Pen, and I saw it later. Like I seen it like a week later, she popped up, because I follow her, I'm subscribed to her YouTube channel, but for some reason the algorithm don't be in my favor. And I follow her on from the Sister Girls Book Club YouTube channel, and I follow her from my personal YouTube channel, because some, like I said, the algorithms be like crazy. You'll have somebody come out with a new video and you won't see it till days, or I promise you, a week later. And so I happened to just be scrolling YouTube, and she had, I saw it, says, you know, it had the header, and I clicked on it and I watched it, and I promise you, I was screaming. I was like, oh my, first of all, I've never seen Behind the Pen from a reader's perspective, because when you are the event planner, you are looking at this event entirely differently than a person who's just attending the event as somebody who paid a ticket and came. This is two totally different experiences. And she vlogged the hell out of her day when it came to Behind the Pen. I'm talking about from what she was wearing to before she got to Behind the Pen, meeting up with her homegirls, to coming to Behind the Pen, to what she had a very New York City experience. It's so funny because she always say she's a country girl, but she's in Brooklyn. That is, she's such a New Yorker, because I don't know about New York, if you have an event that you're going to at 2, I promise you, you either pre-gaming, you're doing something before you go to that event at 2. So when I saw that she vlogged her and her girls meeting up and going to, like, I think it was like a lunch or something, I was like, that is so New York. And then you go to the event and then you do something right after. That is so New York. It'd be like a whole day. You'll say, I'm going to one event, but out of nowhere, your day becomes very filled. And when I saw her come into Behind, like, she vlogged so well. out, and I'm a YouTube girl, okay? I know TikTok is running the streets right now, but I am a YouTube girly since YouTube, like back in the days, okay? When Justin Bieber was making videos singing on the little corner thing. I'm one of those YouTube girls. I've always been on YouTube, so I love vlogs, and she did a phenomenal job. I felt like if I never attended this event, I was like, I would want to go to that. And like I said, I was able to see it through a reader's eyes of just coming. I was like, this looked good. Like, this looked good. So again, thank you to everybody who attended Behind the Pen 2023. It was a success, and it was made possible by a community. The Black literary community made Behind the Pen a success. Thank y'all so much for always supporting the Sister Girls Book Club. Our goal is to do more in-person events. We've been in conversations with just people in general, just conversations that I've had about, you know, our generation and just like a time period. We need a third space, and we don't have that. A lot of people don't have a third space. And for those who might not be familiar, your first space is home, your second space is work, and your third space would be somewhere else that you go to hang out, go to, you know. We don't have third spaces. We are just literally going from home to work and from work back to home. And so knowing that that's a problem, especially coming out of the pandemic, I think people don't realize how much the pandemic really affected how we interact with each other socially and how much of our social lives became virtual. I know people have their core set of friends, but you know, you want to meet new people, network, you know, do things, be in community with other people who have the interests that are. So that's one of our major goals for 2024. So while there won't be a Behind the Pen in 2024, I really want to have two smaller events that are in person to bring Black women who enjoy reading together, Black authors and Black stories together, and really create in that third space. I think it will be the two events that I have in mind. I think if executed properly, you know, from my lips to God's ears, it'll be great. It'll be memorable. And I think people will have that feeling of like, oh, okay, I was able to go somewhere new, try something different, and really find a new friend, find somebody that you can follow on Instagram and TikTok, and find community, right? So that's what we're going to. So if you made it to this part, that means you've gotten to the end of this podcast episode. So thank you so much. We appreciate you. And I'm very hopeful and excited to see what 2024 brings when it comes to our programming in person and virtual. And I'm just very curious, like, to see what new things and new ideas we could come up with, new partnerships. And it's just, you know, it's the sky is not even the limit, y'all. So just keep rocking with us, because we coming.